Few things we have got. We have got a little sheep. Okay, now we'll set it there. So we've got a little sheep. We've got a glass of water. Let me see now. Bread. Good old King's Mills. Some folk around Kilkee like King's Mills. So we've got some bread. What else have we got in here? We have a stone, okay? A stone from the beach here in Kilkeel. And what else have we got? What have we got?
A candle.
A candle. And you can't have a candle without a match, because you can't have a candle without a light, okay? Don't tell them in the morning about this. I jest. Now, there's a very important lesson. We've got a little lamb. We've got bread. We've got water. We've got a stone. We've got a light, okay? So that's really why I want it to light it, because it's a light. It's not really the candle we're thinking about. It's the light, okay? Now, tell me, boys and girls, and I'm trying not to stand in front of any of the boys and girls so that your mums and dads and friends can see you. Put up your hand if you're going to be able to help me here with, and we'll ask the question first, and then the hands can go up. And tell me, please, what are some of the stories that you have been learning about this year at Sunday school? So we'll go over here first of all. Wait, we see Tommy. Just tell us, just David and Goliath. Okay, Joshua. Okay, and somebody went after the sheep. John, can you think of a little story that you were learning at the Sunday school this year? It'll come back to you just a moment. What about girls? What, any other stories that you were hearing about this year at Sunday school? We've heard about the person who went after the sheep. We've heard about David and Goliath. Any other little stories? John, it's come back to you, has it? What is it? Huh?
King's Hall.
Right, okay. That's between John and me. Boys and girls, here's the point that I'm wanting to, and this is a really important lesson. At Sunday school, and we're very, very grateful to all that goes on Sunday school. Now, who can think of some other people in the Bible? You may not have learned about them this year, but some other people. We've heard about David. Tell me some other people from a way back in the Bible.
Yes.
Mary and Joseph, yes. Anybody else away back, yes? Jonah, good boy, Adam. Moses.
Leah.
Adam and Eve. Lauren. Noah. Yes. We can think of lots of people. We can think of Abraham. We can think of Moses. We can think of Joseph. We can think of David. We can think of, who else can we think of? Jonah, of course. We can't forget Jonah, Adam. And then, of course, we come into the New Testament and we think of some of the great people. These are great heroes of the Bible. But do you know what I want to teach you this morning, boys and girls? And it's a very, very simple lesson, but it's a really important lesson. All of these people are heroes, the great heroes of the Bible. But there is one person in the Bible who is the great hero. All of the, yes, you're absolutely right. Somebody is whispering. Shout it out.
Jesus,
absolutely. Now, this is a really important lesson for the boys and girls, and indeed for all of us. Because remember, Sunday school, yes, it's about teaching the lessons about all of these people in the Bible, But all of these people in the Bible are pointing us to Jesus. Because a couple of weeks ago we learned that the Bible is about Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. It's about Him. It's about Him. So here we come to these things. Do you remember? The water. Jesus actually said in the Bible that if any man thirsts, let him come to me. Jesus is the water of life, boys and girls. What's this? Jesus said, you remember what Jesus said? I am the bread of life. If anyone comes to me, he will not go hungry. The light. What did Jesus say on one occasion? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If any man follows me, he will not walk in darkness. Now, the stone. I'll help you with this one. The Bible says, in 1 Peter chapter 2, it speaks about Jesus being a precious stone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Jesus is a precious stone. We were hearing the Bible reading that Joyce brought to us. What was that story about? There was a man who built his house on
sand.
That's right, Isabella. There was a man who built his house on the sand, and what happened?
It fell down.
Because you can't build your house on the sand. But there was another man who built his house on the
rock.
On the rock. And Jesus is the rock. He's the stone. He's the rock. You don't build your house on a piece of sand or it'll just fall down. But you build your house on the rock, on Jesus Christ himself. And boys and girls, Jesus is not only the water of life, he's the bread of life, he's the light of the world, he's the rock, he's the stone. But you know what? He's the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb of God. And this is a really important part, boys and girls. Do you know why he's the Lamb of God? Because he went to the cross and he allowed himself to be killed. For boys and girls like you, and for mums and dads and friends and neighbours like you. Jesus is the Lamb of God. There was a man who once was walking down the street, as it were, and he looked and he saw Jesus, and he shouted, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So boys and girls, here's the lesson. Sunday school and church, is it really about chocolate fountains?
No.
No. Is it really about penalty shootouts?
No.
Well, who's it about then?
Jesus.
It's about Jesus. You see, it's all about Jesus. Boys and girls, let me say something to the mums and dads just for a moment. Parents, can I say to you, and many of you are very good in bringing your children to Sunday school. Can I say to you, within a Presbyterian church, it is a very, very important thing. We seek to include the children. And parents who are able to make a profession of faith bring their children to the front, and they are baptized, and the water is applied as a sign of the gospel. But mums and dads, can I say to you today, parents, you have a responsibility. Sometimes in the past, people have said something like this: oh, the church will look after the children and I'll send them to Sunday school and that's where they'll get all the teaching. But do you know where the prime place for teaching children Bible things is? It's actually in the home. In the home. Parents, can I encourage you to teach your children the Bible at home? Can I encourage you to pray with your children at home. Can I encourage you to bear in mind that the little children are watching you as mums and dads, and they are taking everything in. So live in a way that really speaks of Jesus. Boys and girls, I'll not ask you to put up your hands at this, but I know that some of you maybe before you go to bed at night, maybe read a little Bible story. And that's a really important thing to do. Somebody asked a question recently, and I thought it was a really important question. And it was this: can a bedtime story change a life? I beg to differ. But you see, the point is, a bedtime story can change a life. And what I mean by that is that if children are brought up and week by month by year, and I know I'm a parent myself, we don't always get this right, and sometimes it's a bit hit and miss, but if there's a desire in our hearts to train our children, to point them to the Lord Jesus, to read the Bible stories, but here's the point, folks, the Bible stories are not just about Abraham and Moses and David, they're ultimately about Jesus. They're all about Jesus. Let me show you something, and then I'm nearly finished. Now, parents, I know there's lots of Bible books. Here's an excellent little Bible book, the Jesus Storybook Bible. And here's another one, the Gospel Story Bible. You see that, boys and girls? I should hold it up to the camera, shouldn't I? And on the top of one of these Bibles, it says this: Discovering Jesus in the Old and New Testaments. I suppose the point, folks, I'm really trying to get across this morning is this. We must not read the Bible in the sense of the Old Testament. It's full of stories about all of these people, but we really only get to Jesus when we get into the New Testament. No. You will find out about Jesus from the beginning of the Bible right to the end of the Bible. All of these people through the Old Testament and New Testament are pointing to Jesus. Why are they pointing to Jesus? Boys and girls, help me here as we come to the end. Because Jesus is what? He's the water of life. And we come to him and we will not thirst. Jesus is the light of the world. If we follow him, we will not walk in darkness. Jesus is the bread of life. If we come to him and believe in him, we will not go hungry. Jesus is the rock, the stone, and we build our lives on him. And Jesus is the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now let me finish with this, boys and girls, and mums and dads. It was lovely to sing that little song, No, You Can't Get to Heaven Without... What was it? You can't get to heaven without what?
Salvation.
S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. And the way we get salvation is to... It said it at the end of one of the verses, is to believe. And to... Did any of you notice the other word? Believe and receive. In other words, believe in our heads, but also receive in our hearts. Receive Jesus. Let me finish with this. You've all heard this message before. But the truth of the matter is that there are still people here today, and without being judgmental about the thing, the truth is that you have yet to receive Jesus. You have not received him. And I want to leave you with this little thought. The Word of God says, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There is a day coming when, if I can put it this way, that he will not be found because the day of grace will be ended. There is a day coming when he will not be near because the day of grace will have come to an end. And folks, wouldn't it be awful if there were people in the kingdom of Mourn who on that day were saying, I meant to come to Jesus, but I just never got round to it. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Repent and believe the good news. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved. So, boys and girls, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's what church is about. That's what Sunday school is about. That's what life is about. And Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.